you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade, or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Hoopball Pelicans podcast, a hoop-ball.com presentation. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, at Hoopball Pels is the show. The season is upon us, and so to kick us off, I am joined by a very special guest, all the way from Colombia. You may have seen him on Twitter with his investigative skills, the Sherlock Holmes of the Pelicans franchise. It is Jose David Gomez. Jose, how are you going? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, man. It's cool to be here. Here's Pelicans Colombia. I think it's really cool that a guy from Colombia and a man from Australia joined to talk about a basketball team from New Orleans. I think it's a really good stuff. And it's okay. I'm just prepared to have a good time talking to you.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. It is. I was thinking about that as well. That there's two guys on opposite sides of the world talking about a country and a team in a third country. But you know, that's just the how much fans the Pelicans draw. I guess everyone's pretty keen on them, and hopefully we have a good season this year. Now we'll cut straight to it. The Pelicans had a big off-season. We added some new players, Jonas Valanciunas, Devontae Graham, guys like that that are going to probably figure into the starting lineup, Satoransky, Garrett Temple as well, that probably find some bench minutes at some point. Do you think, how did you find those new changes? Do you think they're good additions?
Yeah, of course, man. I think we have completely different spacing that we had last year. I was just rewatching all the games we played against Sixers last year. Man, we were like a very rough team to see sometimes. But this year, man, if you're going to double team Zion, then you have to be a lot of, you have to care a lot of the shooters we have this year, man. Devontae Graham has a lot of range in his three-point shoot. We have seen a lot of Trey Murphy. We are expecting that Nickeil Alexander-Walker come back this season as a really different player in some things of his game, especially in his shot selection, man. It's sometimes it's a little bit messy in that thing. And Jonas Valanciunas, man, it's the Raptors center that played LeBron in a couple of years ago in playoffs. Man, it's a real good addition instead of Steven Adams that wasn't bad, man, at all. But in offense, he wasn't like a real addition in that thing, bro. This year is going to be at least different. We have a lot of change, and those changes always like comes up with a lot of hype, and that's okay. I think we have the right to feel excited about this team, even if we didn't have a good preseason. But yeah, I absolutely think that those were good additions. And even, man, even Garrett Temple. I have read a lot of people saying he's Eric Bledsoe 2.0, but, man, he's a vocal leader. He has a lot of impact every city he has gone. I wrote an article about him and, like, his entire career. But I didn't drop because I have seen a lot of hate. And I understand it because people want to see more of Nikhil, more of Trey Murphy. But even about Garrett Temple, I feel excited more today that we need to slow down guys like Danny Green, who has won 3 championships in this league. It's tough to defend, you know?
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah, it is. There's a bit of excitement around the team. And, I mean, I think you're spot on. I think the guys that we've added are, I suppose, complementary pieces that have that are built to play around Zion. Honestly, I think we've improved spacing. I think we've improved the leadership side of things. I think, yeah, probably the Garrett Temple comparisons to Eric Bledsoe are probably a little bit premature in that I can understand him, people not wanting him to start, and I don't think he should start either, but I think at least he's going to have a crack and at least he's a leader, whereas Eric Bledsoe didn't. He came down to New Orleans for a holiday, basically. I don't think he I don't think he was really going to contribute, and we probably put too much faith in him.
At least he's not going to be that guy that says he wasn't paying attention in a timeout in a game against Knicks in a really important game in our season, man. He's going to be a guy that works hard. I think maybe him starting means like a lot of the philosophy Willie Green has, because, man, if he works hard, like anybody can relate from the guys that cover the Pelicans, he's going to play, and that's okay, man. You have to reward the hustle. You have to reward the commitment, and I am okay with that. Maybe he's not the best player in our team. Maybe it's true that if he plays more minutes, then Nikhil minutes is going to be lesser, but I'm okay with him. And as you say, it is like so early to call him like something that awful, like Eric Bledsoe 2.0, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And yeah, well, if you put that article out, I'll be looking forward to have a read about Garrett Temple. I don't know too much about him other than he was at LSU many years ago. But yeah, I know that he is a pretty savvy veteran, and I think people are probably painting him with a brush a little bit too early. Maybe his on-court performances in the preseason were maybe a little bit less than be desired, but at the same time, it's preseason. In addition, we mentioned Nikhil Alexander-Walker, really big jump in the preseason, playing for the Canadian national team in the off-season. Looks like he's really going to take another step. How did you find him, and what do you expect from him this year?
Well, man, I watched every single game in the national team because I love that team. I think they have a really good roster for the coming years with Nikhil, with Lou Dort, with Aaron Wiggins. I really like the way Nikhil like showed up in every single game as one of the best players in that game. It's amazing because, you know, I think one of the things that makes Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, that is related to Nikhil, that good player is the confidence. And I think it's very important to Nikhil to feel confident every single game he plays. Obviously, that only comes with the years, but he is his third year in this league. I expect to be like good, maybe not that great, like people maybe sometimes say, like most improved player. I think it's a joke because every single most improved player the last years have been all-star. I don't think he's, if that's his caliber yet, but a good year. It will be amazing to see him like giving us a lot of scoring, maybe from the bench, maybe belong Zion and BI. I think maybe playing in the starting lineup makes him like think it two times before he shoots. That's sometimes bad because maybe you do it like not 100% with the security you need, but maybe it improves your shoot selection. That is the thing that I think it's the most important thing he has to improve. So a good year will be enough. I don't know if we need another like big contract because he's in his third year and his extension will be at the same time like with Zion and Jackson. That's another point that it's important for me. I was just questioning myself what kind of contract he's going to ask, but maybe it's too early. I will expect that. A lot of scoring, a lot of defense also. He's tall, his size is very good to defend like guys like Luka Doncic, something like that. We have to remember that we don't have any more Jrue Holiday. We don't have any more Lonzo Ball. That, well or not, he always take the challenge to defend the best player of the another team, the best guard at least. So I think it's going to be a lot of he's going to be very important to us, and maybe that X factor, that if he plays well, we are a really good team. If he doesn't, man, it's going to be rough.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Yeah, I agree. I think you hit the nail on the head there. I think, Nikhil has this ability to become a really, really good scorer, a 20 points per game scorer. We saw it in bursts last year when he was starting. As to whether or not his role requires that this year, well, I think in the beginning it probably does. With Zion out, we're going to need scoring. Whether that comes on the starting lineup or off the bench, I think he's going to have a sizable role. And I think that internal development has been really impressive from him. I completely agree with the SGA, Gilgeous Alexander comparison, that he plays with confidence. And if Nikhil can capture that, you know, he plays hard and he plays with confidence and backs himself in. And if Nikhil can play a bit like that, well, perhaps that's the next step for him. Now, one of the exciting posts that you put up on Twitter, and I was like, hang on, how has he discovered this? And all the controversy that came around the off-season and media day, particularly with Zion Williamson's foot injury. And you put a series of posts out where you discovered whenabouts the foot injury may or may not have happened. Do you want to talk us through that and your investigative skills?
Yeah, I'm kind of Sherlock Holmes from Colombia.
Exactly right.
Man. Man, it was just like mad when David Griffin told us that Zion was injured in the media day, because like 10 days ago, he was chilling in USC watching football games. And I was like, what are you doing there? Your mates are training in Nashville. And even if he was injured, I didn't understand why he didn't go there and like build chemistry, you know, you hang up with them, like share time with your new head coach, stuff like that. I have to admit that during the off season, I used to do that. I used to try to investigate what are every single player doing, just because I'm curious, you know. But when David Griffin told us that and didn't disclose like the exact date of the injury, I was like, my God, I'm going to figure out when it happened. So I just dig in the tag photos of Zion Williamson in Instagram and try to build like a timeline, you know. The main key of all the investigation was July 31st, when his barber or a guy that cut one time his hair, I don't know if it's constantly his barber, but a guy called Ray Santos uploaded a history in Instagram, and people like took a screenshot and uploaded. That's why I was able to look at it after. And at the background of that picture, you could see a wheelchair, man. And I was like undecided if it was a wheelchair or a barber chair, you know, because it could be both things. Then I saw like that place where you put your leg when you're injured, and man, I didn't have doubt about that. So I have like tentative dates where he got hurt, and man, a lot of additional information that, to be honest, pissed me with Zion, man, to be honest. And I just published it. I think it was fair that the fan base know more things than our chairman is expected to tell us, you know. He just said, yes, it was before the summer league, and that, there you have, nothing more. So it was cool to feel like really good with that post, with that article also. Andrew Lopez from ESPN sent me a DM. This is the first time I tell this, like congratulating me. It was really, really exciting for me, obviously. And he confirmed that kind of wheelchair are not for common people, because you can say, oh man, how do you know that wheelchair is from Zion? He didn't even say he used a wheelchair. But Andrew Lopez told me something interesting, that is that wheelchair is used commonly for big people like Zion. You might imagine that not every single wheelchair is going to be capable of support that big man, that 250 yeah. pounds of a basketball player. So it was very cool, to be honest, to do that research.
Yeah, that was awesome. And yeah, Andrew Lopez, such a good guy. You've had him on here a couple of times, and yeah, really, really got his finger on the pulse, and yeah, really nice guy. So that's a big testament to your hard work in finding that. And when I saw it, I was like, how is he? He's pieced it all together, and he's followed the Da Vinci Code and worked out when he was injured, and it was fantastic.
Did you see the frat parties pictures? Like Zion going to parties in Duke, man. I thought that was going to be the boom, but fortunately, people focus only on the injury. That was the main topic about that post. But man, to see your franchise player hanging out with like kids because he's now 21 years old, it's really funny. At least he was enjoying the life.
Yeah, exactly.
Teammates.
And that's, yeah, exactly, to echo that. I mean, when your teammates are off in Nashville playing basketball, preparing for the season, and you instead are down at, I don't know, Duke University or at USC watching football, you know, good on you. But at the same time, you say all these things at the end of last year, you want everything to improve, and instead, you know, you're off not putting in the effort. And whether that's on the court or off the court, you can still be there and cheer your team on. And that was a little disappointing to see. You then invited me on to your article, and that was fantastic. And I really appreciate you reaching out and asking me to fill in a few questions. And you can go and check that out. It's on Twitter. It's a fantastic article that you've put together with a few different guys. Now, you talked about the expectations of this season, in that the high and the lows of where the Pelicans can be expected to finish. What's your prediction on the season?
Man, it's tough because I think when I tell you we are going to be ninth seed, it's not the same like in the East and Western, you know? We have to be better than Dame Lillard and Trail Blazers. We have to be better than, I don't know, maybe Steph Curry and the Golden State. It's really tough. But I think this year we have a key improvement compared to last year's. That is, we have Houston Rockets that are going to lose a lot of games. We have Memphis Grizzlies that had a strange off-season. Man, they didn't want to improve their roster. They wanted to improve like their draft capital. So we should assume we are better team than them, and I actually think that is true. We have San Antonio Spurs. They have a rough timeline. Like, I'll understand what are trying to do with Greg Popovich, to be honest. Yeah. And obviously Dallas Mavericks. So we are going to have four games against each one of those teams. And I think we should be like the second most competitive team in that division. So that might make me something good for us compared to Sacramento Kings that has to play with all the Californian teams, you know?
Yeah.
So I think if we can reach the plane, it is going to be so nice. And that's my prediction. I don't know if it's going to be like in the 8th seed and we have just to win one game, or in the 10th seed. But if we don't reach that, man, I think it's going to be a lot of troubles in our franchise. So I want to be like optimistic and realistic at the same time and tell you, between the 8th seed and the 10th seed, those are my expectations for the Pelicans.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. And you know, for me, obviously, I want them to make the playoffs. So I get frustrated when the play-in, I suppose, is used as like a target, because previously, if you weren't good enough to make it in the 8th seed, you didn't get to play in the playoffs. I get now that they have the play-in and that's used as like an ability to get some of those fringe teams in, but it's frustrating. You know, I think if we don't get an opportunity to play playoffs this year, there's going to be some real issues with, I suppose, the team makeup. David Griffin's probably going to be shaking in his seat. There's going to be some repercussions, I think, like you said, and it's going to be tricky. I think we really need to improve this year, and I think the roster's built that way. I think we've got to wait for Zion's foot to get better, but then hopefully we can make a big run towards the end of this year and into January when he's back. Oh, fingers crossed he's back by then. Now, we play, well, the season opens tomorrow, and very excited for that. We take on the 76ers at the Smoothie King Center. What do you want to see from the Pelicans in this first game?
Man, I would like to see more hustle, maybe. It's not the exact word, but maybe play hard, play more hard. In the preseason, they were trying to play like more slow. I think they trying to not get a lot of turnovers. We still got those turnovers. And maybe, I don't want to see a slow basketball, you know? I think we have Mike D'Antoni as coach, advisor. We have Willie Green as head coach. We have really good guys that can play basketball. Let's play offensive basketball, fast basketball. I know that fast basketball may be associated with a lot of turnovers, and I am against to have turnovers. Man, it's just better to have a bad shot than a turnover. But that's what I will expect. We don't need maybe to shoot a lot of three-pointers. We don't have, obviously, Zion Williamson, and maybe we just have Jonas Valanciunas in the paint. So I would like to see a lot of drives from Nikhil Alexander-Walker, from Josh Hart, even more drives from Brandon Ingram. I think he, in his mid-range, maybe make him avoid to drive to the paint, to the rim. And man, we don't need a lot of three-point shoot. We faced the Sixers last season, and we won the first game against them in April, like knocking down just 4 threes in all the game. And we won that game. Maybe obviously we have Zion Williamson going off 37 points, but I think Brandon Ingram also can do that. And if we won that game, I think we are capable of do great things with this all new head coach and roster, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they've going through their own turmoil at the moment. I saw reports today that Ben Simmons was thrown out of practice. So they're dealing with their own issues. So hopefully we can play on that, come out and give them a bit of a hiding and we can beat them. That would be the real perfect way to start the season, I think. Jose, before we wrap up, where can we find you on Twitter, on the internet? Where can people go and find your work?
Well, I am treated as Pelicans Col, C-O-L, like Colombia, first three letters. And you can follow me there. And my articles are published on, I think nobody is going to understand this, but it's called El Blog de Pelscol.com. But you can find it out in my Twitter bio. So if you're interested to read some things from this Colombian guy, you can translate into the website or the articles and read them. And I like to chat with people, you know, everybody that answer something not offensive to me is going to obviously receive a serious answer, and we can like interact a little bit more. And that's the main topic about the article we was talking about like a couple of minutes ago, where I asked you guys like the expectation about the season. Because we want to like a little bit get closer to the English community, and obviously you in Australia will be like a lot of help, because people overseas also can support the Pelicans like very passionately, trust me.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's been great interacting with you and having a chat on Twitter, and it's been great getting to know you. Jose, thank you very much for your time. Guys, go and follow him at Pelicans Col on Twitter. And no doubt we'll see him and on there, and plenty more articles coming, and we'll have to get you back on here sometime.
Thank you, Lyle. Have a good day.
Thanks again to Jose for joining us on the pod. It was great to chat with him, and obviously you can go and follow him at Pelicans Cole on Twitter. Guys, before we wrap up, we've got to thank mybookie.ag for supporting HoopBall. Use the code HoopBall when you sign up. You'll get a deposit match. There's heaps of free plays over there as well. And also manscaped.com, HoopBall20 is the code, and that'll give you 20% off and free shipping. Really looking forward to this season kicking off, I must tell you. Hopefully they play hard. Hopefully we see all the things we want to see. Zion's foot miraculously heals in the next couple of weeks, and we're on. We want them to play hard. That's all we want. But anyway, I'm going to leave you with that. Looking forward to seeing his take on the 76ers. The basketball's about to start, so enjoy that. And the season's back, baby. I'll talk to you soon. As always, I'm Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. At Hoopball Pels is the show. This is the Hoopball Pelicans podcast. And bye for now.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.